May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable to thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today, we are remembering a woman whose life shows a way in which to deal with the bad times of life. Our earthly life is a combination of good times and bad times. Sometimes we ourselves are the cause of our bad times due to the choices we make as we walk through life. Sometimes the unhappy and painful experiences of life are not due to anything we have done or left undone, but rather, they are due to other people's bad choices, and we are in the wrong place at the wrong time. Regardless of the cause of our bad times, how are we to react to the pain and suffering we experience? Catherine of Siena, the saint chosen by Caitlin, is a positive example of how we can surmount the very difficult, unfair experiences of daily life. In sharing her research with us on the life of Saint Catherine of Siena, Caitlin told us how impressed she was with Catherine's willingness to care for the poor and for the sick, especially those in hospitals, and most especially those who no one else would look after. Catherine's desire to care for the seriously ill reminded me of the heroes of the pandemic we are experiencing. The hospital receptionists, the cleaning staff, the nurses and doctors who go into the COVID-19 wards, risking their well-being to care for the infected patients, the hospital administrators and office staff working behind the front lines to keep supplies coming, schedules filled, and developing policies to protect everyone in the hospital environment. Saint Catherine of Siena was often acting alone as she cared for the most vulnerable. Here is a story from the Saint Book for parents, teachers, homilists, storytellers, and children, by Mary Reed Newland, about one incident that happened to St. Catherine. There was a woman who was called Teca, whose condition was so repelling that no one would go near her. Catherine heard this and went to care for her with tender love, for which Teca was grateful at first. But soon she took a dislike to this saint and spread ugly false rumors, which led to vicious gossip throughout the city of Siena. Catherine wept, and one night Christ appeared, holding a crown of gold and a crown of thorns. Choose the one you want for this life, Catherine, Jesus said, and I will give the other, I will keep the other for eternity. She remembered, she said, that even as he was dying for love of his enemies, they were reviling him. And she answered, I want to be like you. she took the crown of thorns, asking that the wounds remain invisible as they were until her death. Then he promised that her faithful service to Teca would be precisely the prayer that would win the woman's repentance. One morning, as Catherine entered her room, Teca seemed to see, instead of Catherine, the face of Christ, and she wept and was reconciled. What lesson do we learn from this story? St. Catherine would likely say that at all times, no matter how unjustly and unlovingly we are being treated, we are to go to Jesus and ask him, why is this happening? Why are we suffering so? What should we do? There is an old hymn that comes to mind. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Saint, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Someone may be thinking, yes, that is what I do. I take it to the Lord in prayer, and sometimes it helps, and sometimes it doesn't. What do I do when it doesn't? Why doesn't it help? I do not know the situation you are thinking of. I'm sorry that you experienced the pain of wondering why Jesus seemed to be quiet. I know from experience how frustrating and challenging this can be. You know, and likely have tried, calming the turmoil in your mind through sitting still, closing your eyes, deep breathing, repeating the Jesus prayer, reading a favorite Bible story about Jesus. These and other prayerful approaches did not seem to help. Why? St. Catherine, who became a highly respected teacher of spirituality, might have answered our why questions by directing us to meditate on Christ's response when she asked him her why question. Holding a crown of gold and a crown of thorns, Jesus said to her, choose the one you want for this life, and I will save the other for eternity. In order for Catherine's experience to make sense, it helps if we have wrestled with the question, is this earthly life all there is? If our conclusion is yes, then we will indeed want to grab the golden crown, the almost easy, comfort-filled life that is built on looking after number one. Me. If our conclusion is that this life is only one step in what God the Creator offers us, that beyond this earthly life there is more, and it is not more of the same, then we will want to seriously consider that the pain and suffering we endure now is no more than a crown of thorns, which we will leave behind when we step through death's portal into life eternal, which Jesus has gone ahead to prepare for us. Now, I am not saying that we are to go in search of pain and suffering. Jesus didn't. After the Last Supper, Jesus left the city of Jerusalem and went to a quiet, secluded place to pray. His enemies had to search for him in order to begin his time of suffering and death. No, we are not to go in search of pain and suffering. It will find us. When it does, let us remember that we are being invited to join with Jesus in his experience of the unfair, painful suffering that people inflict on each other. Let us confront such evil as Jesus did, drawing upon the Holy Spirit to carry us through as we wear our invisible crown of thorns here on earth. One last story about St. Catherine of Siena. One day, as Catherine left the Dominican church in Siena, a beggar cried out for alms, but she had nothing to give him. She invited him to go with her to her home, where she would give him clothes and food and money. He replied that he had no time to go with her, but he wanted something then and there. She had only a plain little metal cross at the end of her rosary. He took that and went off, bowing and blessing her. That night, Christ came to her, and he had been the beggar. Holding up the cross, now studded with jewels, he asked, "Catherine, do you recognize this?" "Ah, yes, Lord," she said, "but it did not look like that when I gave it to you." "No," he replied, "your love has done this to it, and I will give it back to you on Judgment Day in front of angels and men to show how you have loved me. The good you do, caring for the needy as you are able, comforting the sick and those who are suffering, proclaiming God's love for all people and all of creation, may go unnoticed here on earth, but in the kingdom of heaven, it is celebrated with shouts of joy and praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for St. Catherine of Siena. Amen.